I'd like to call your attention to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, a book written by King Solomon. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon seems to be very down and depressed about life. He said, all is vanity and vexation of the spirit. And I really believe that is partly due to the fact that he had forsaken the God of his fathers, the God of Israel, and had adopted the idols of many strange wives. But in the 12th chapter, I want you to listen to what he says. Chapter 12 and verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And then for many verses in the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, Solomon describes the aging of the human body. I heard this preached on when I was young, and I think I got it intellectually, but I didn't know it experimentally. But today, I can witness with what he's teaching here because I've experienced a great deal of it. He talks about how the keepers of the house shall tremble, the hands and the arms get weak, the legs and the knees and the shoulders and the teeth and your vision and your mouth, your teeth, you can't sleep well. White hair. He even talks about white hair. Appetite. Now, I haven't gotten there yet where I've lost my appetite, but it's a very thorough description of how the human body ages with time. I bought a book a while back, Brother Mike, just for my entertainment. It was titled, Old Age is Always 15 Years Older Than I Am. I told Brother Andy about that. He said, well, I don't know anybody old then. But the truth is that if we live, we're going to grow old. And old age is seldom kind to anybody. Now, we thank God for being blessed to live to be old. But as the body ages, we need God's grace, God's help more and more. But I want to notice with you this morning. Now, some of you young people won't get any of the aging of the body, except intellectually. You can look at us and tell what happens. But if you live long enough, it'll happen to you. But notice what Solomon begins this chapter with. Remember. Now, there are things you and I need to forget, but there's a lot of things we need to remember. And God has given us a memory. And a lot of our memories are precious. But notice what Solomon says, we're to remember. Remember now thy Creator. How many of y'all believe you have a Creator? How many of y'all believe you got here by random chance through evolution? Please don't raise your hand if you believe that. We'll talk later. But the Bible is very clear that there is a Creator. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And to me, one of the most dangerous and God-dishonoring teachings of our time is the theory of atheistic evolution. But we believe in a Creator. Now, Solomon is saying, remember now thy Creator. Now, you couldn't remember him if you never knew him. So he's not talking to people here who are dead in sin and do not know God. He's talking to God's children who have spiritual life and they have been blessed to know God. Right. But you and I can forget God. And a lot of us have forgotten him a lot. But Solomon is saying, remember now. When? Right now. Not when you're old. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. This morning, our oldest grandchild is being baptized into the fellowship of Old Union Primitive Baptist Church in Arkansas. And we're very thankful for her coming forward and presenting her body as a living sacrifice to be a member, an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember now thy Creator. She's 18 years of age, just graduated from high school. Most of all of our children and most of our grandchildren are active members of the church. And there's no greater blessing than that. Amen. To parents. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Listen. We love old people, don't we? Y'all love me, don't you? We appreciate old people in our church. We need old people. We don't ever want to discard old people or undervalue them. But let me tell you, if God deserves anything, He deserves the vigor and the strength and the vitality and the enthusiasm of our youth. Don't wait till your life has been spent out in the world, laid on the altar of self and Satan, and bring the ashes of a misspent life to offer to your Creator in old age. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Some people think that young people can't enjoy life if they are focused on God. I say you can't enjoy life unless it is. Satan and the world and the flesh demand unreasonable things of us. You think God is a hard master? Try Satan for a while. See what he'll do. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So remember now thy Creator. And I want to go a step further than Solomon went here, not to add to the Bible, but I think it's scriptural. Remember now thy Redeemer. He's not only our Creator. He is our Savior, our Redeemer. He not only created us. I believe the theory of evolution is designed to rob God of His glory in creation. And Arminianism is designed to rob God of His glory in salvation. You and I have nothing more to do with our eternal salvation in heaven than we had to do with the creation. Do y'all believe that today? Give Him the glory. He is worthy. Remember now thy Creator and thy Redeemer in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. Now, Solomon describes old age as evil, not meaning sinful, but just hard. It is hard. Nelda and I visited with a brother of mine and his wife while we were in Georgia before we came up here. We were there for 6 days and then came on up here. And we sat around for an hour, and all we talked about was our trips to the doctor. Go figure. An hour. And we didn't get nearly through. That's what happens when you get older. I thank God I've never spent a night in the hospital as a patient, but I've been to the doctor a lot the last 4 or 5 years. And I thank God for our medical profession and their gifts. They're helping us out. But, beloved, Solomon described these old days as evil days, nor the years come nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So it's kind of a negative, dark picture here in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 as he describes old age. But I want to go with you now over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And notice with you, beginning in verse 16. Let me tell you, beloved, God loves you and He loves your body. Amen. And He came to this earth to save you, to save your body.
And he's not going to be through with it when it's laying in the ground. He's coming back to get it. In resurrection glory, he's going to raise your bodies up and fashion them like into his own glorious body. You wait till God gets through with Brother Sam in resurrection glory. You're going to think I'm a handsome guy. You're going to say, wow, what the resurrection did for Brother Sam. And it's going to do the same for all of you. So we got something to look forward to, don't we? Listen, if you're an atheist or an agnostic, what have you got to look forward to? 6 feet in the ground. But let me tell you, if you have a sweet hope in Jesus that he's coming back someday and he'll part the heavens and descend with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And let me tell you, that doctrine sustained me at the funeral of my father, at the funeral of my mother, at the funeral of many of my brothers and sisters in Christ down through the centuries. So, let's notice here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he would say in verse 16, Paul would say, "For which cause we faint not." Now, beloved, as the body ages, we would have reason to faint and murmur and complain. But notice, he says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish," that's the body getting old and feeble and perishing, "yet the inward man is renewed day by day." If you're born again, you've got two natures. You've got the outer man, this body that's growing old and perishing, but you have a spiritual nature on the inside of you that is not getting old. It's not wearing out. I've been around a lot of people in their 80s and 90s that were very young spiritually. Nelda and I were blessed to know Brother O.C. McDade, a brother in our church who was 94 years old when he passed away a couple of years ago. And right up until near his death, he was still driving to church. He could offer the sweetest prayer. He was alive. He was active in the house of God. And I remember him coming up and talking to me a lot in those last few weeks and sitting on the... He wanted me to sit down. He wanted my attention. And he would tell me, "Brother Sam, I'm enjoying church more than I've ever enjoyed church." And he said, "The reason I think it is, I'm getting nearer and nearer home." Right. Church is something that you can enjoy more and more. If you're not enjoying worship like we are this morning, you need a checkup. Right. Maybe from the neck up and maybe in your heart. Because I love being in the house of God. I love being with you all, joining our voices together, praising our Creator and our Savior and our Redeemer. Your inner man can grow. The inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction... Wait a minute, Paul, you're talking about light affliction? You were stoned in Lystra and left for dead. You were beaten 3 times with a man who knew how to use a whip, and they left 195 marks in your back. You were shipwrecked. You spent a lot of your life in prison, and false brethren were always after you. And you're talking about light affliction? What are you talking about, Paul? They weren't light. You know, I've said this, Brother Mike, if I ever spent one night in jail for Jesus, I'd work it into every sermon. Not Paul. The Corinthians forced him to give his list of suffering. But notice what he said. Our light affliction, how can it be light? For our light affliction, which is but for a moment... Beloved, the sufferings you and I do down here are but for a moment in the context of eternity. See, your life on earth and mine is described in the Bible as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So when you're suffering, put it in the context of eternity, which will never end. And then you'll be able to say, well, I can take this. It's light compared to what I'm going to get in heaven. Y'all believe that today? Paul would say, and I'll close with this. He would say to the Romans, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." That scripture was on the little handout that was at the funeral of one of our deacons some years ago at Vestavia. He had suffered for years with throat cancer. They'd had to cut his tongue out. He had to be fed with a tube for years. He suffered a lot in his body as far as we're concerned. But his family understood that all of this suffering was just a moment compared to the glory that was waiting on him in heaven. May you and I today, by God's grace, have a spiritual mind to understand as the body ages, the inner man can get stronger and stronger. Thank you all for your good attention. God bless you, Brother Mike.